This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
Go away, Mom. You'll never understand me.
All right. Yeah, I like that.
Kylo said, snatched the chocolate milk from Leia's hand. She accidentally used lactose milk for the chocolate milk, and Kylo takes one sip and screams, Mom, do you want me to fucking die? You know I'm lactose intolerant, and you're only supposed to use soy milk.
It's Friday Night Fan Fiction, Season 11, Super Hilarious, Mega Funny, Intro Bumper, or whatever.
All right, now we have a waveform, and we are recording. We're back, boys and goyles.
Welcome, boys and ghouls, to another fun-filled session of Tales of the Crypt Keeper. Today, we'll be talking about ants that will make you cry, Uncle.
Mr. Winter, your band goes on in 5 minutes.
Don't tell them my secret identity.
Wait, as in Edgar Winter? Dude, I'm all about like Edgar Winter being a the fucking Tales from the Crypt Keeper guy.
Yeah,
absolutely. It also looked a lot like Edgar Winter with the corpse of Udo Kier in Dracula 3000, which is an awful movie, by the way. But it has Coolio screaming, "I'm a fucking vampire."
To be fair, Joe Biden looks like a Dracula too, but
no, Joe Biden looks like a packet of Sweet and Low that got malformed into a Caucasian man.
No, that would be Equate because he's blue. Come on, Steve.
Have you voted?
Yes, of course.
Hell yes.
I have not.
Well, you can't.
I know.
George Soros hasn't bought your bus ticket yet.
He hasn't bought Canada yet.
I wonder if George Soros and Bill Gates, if they got together, they could buy Canada.
Their net worth is probably more than Canada's GDP, so probably.
What is Canada's GDP?
Yeah, Sean, what's Canada's GDP and use units of maple syrup?
Five.
That's expensive maple syrup.
I know.
Canada GDP in 2018, $1.7 trillion.
All right, so no, they'd have to borrow some money.
From Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, from Jeff Bezos and his bros.
Jeff Bezos GDP.
Unfortunate.
Bezos is making about $321 million a day, $13.4 million an hour, $222,884 a minute, $3,715 a second.
Man, I'd like to make that in a month.
How much would you make taking a dump if you made $3,715?
Considering I have marathon 25 plus minute shits, I'd be fucking rich. I'd be laying fucking gold brick, bro.
I like where we're going with this. All right, get the stories ready. A splash of green lemon.
Here's a story that's getting ready.
Powerpuff Girls okay to read about?
I mean, depends. Are they aged up?
I'm going to assume that they are because they don't mention their age.
Okay. Because I've seen some artwork.
Babe, they're not teenagers. They know what they're doing. Okay, yeah, so they're aged up.
Cool.
That's good.
And let's just assume that it's Powerpuff Girls Z.
Why? Powerpuff Girls Z was terrible.
Because yeah. It's the aged up one.
Yeah. But let's just assume that they're like 30 here.
Powerpuff save the day, fighting crime.
Trying to save the world. Oh no.
Have you listened to Silva Gunner's King for Another Day tournament?
I haven't yet, but I know that you've talked about it.
So in it, there's an entire category for Johnny Bravo, which is just the who's who of cartoon Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they play all sorts of good shit in there, and one of them, they have this, it's not the best remix, but it's something you'd see on, like, Anime Remix. It's, like, that level of remix. But then they have, like, this bumpin' version of the Z theme, and it's really good.
You have a link?
Yeah. Also, he has a Mechas XLR mix, and it's pretty rad.
Well, thanks, Smitty. I really needed that uplifting news.
What happened?
Rooster Teeth drops Adam Kovic and Ryan Haywood following nude leaks and accusations of grooming underage fans.
Oh yeah, that happened. Sorry.
What the fuck? Why can't famous people just not try and be pedophiles? Please.
For a second there, I thought that read as, abortion is key, not adoration.
The Powerpuff Girls.
Please do keep in mind, I am still on call today.
Which reminds me, I should go get my drinks.
I miss drinking.
I also miss drinking. I ordered Last Dab, by the way.
No one of Last Dab.
This is pretty rad.
No, it's good.
I'm not normally a huge fan of Silva Gunner.
I fucking love Silva Gunner. Also, the King for a Day tournament is not just Silva Gunner music. It's like other people, too. There are some really decent tracks. I was going to ask you, do you remember who played General Martok in Deep Space Nine? But it was J.G. Quintel or some shit. That's the guy from Regular Show.
Oh, yeah. We need to get back to watching Regular Show, don't we?
We sure do. It's over, so we can finish it now.
Oh, when did it end?
It ended like 3 years ago, Drew.
It's been a while.
Drew?
Yeah, Drew.
Drew McIntyre.
My name is not Drew.
The Scottish psychopath Drew McIntyre.
You know, I'm very tempted to, once Xavier starts learning how to form words, talk constantly in my Homestar voice, so you think that my regular voice.
Dude, you want to know fucking something sad, dude? Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston were broken up from the New Day.
What?
No.
Why?
The New Day was split up during the last WWE draft.
Why?
And they did it just after they won the tag titles back. And I'm like,
this is all because Xavier's got a super popular Twitch channel, isn't it?
That, and like Xavier Woods just got back too when they won the tag titles. Like Xavier Woods has been out on injury for like 9 months because he tore his like pec or some shit.
It's just like a little scratch. I'm out for 9 months.
To be fair, some of these wrestlers have some mighty powerful bodies. John Cena tore his pec clean off the bone and was back in action 4 months later. Like, how do you even do that?
Huh, now that explains all those meaty pork chops in the walls in Castlevania. They're just centipacks.
Ew. Anyway, I wish November would be over.
Yeah, me too.
I'm very sick of, like, waking up every morning to a, how did my country burn last night? So very sick of it.
David, I have a movie that we should watch together.
Debbie Does Dallas.
Is it Put That Thing Back Where I Came From or So Help Me? Ah, Skateboarding Dr. Monkey. Exactly what my children needed. I can't read the other tagline, so that's good, though.
It says, great fun for families only.
Only? That's a very threatening DVD case right there.
Harness.
If you're single and you want to watch The Adventures of the Skateboarding Simian, who somehow has a medical degree, nah, you're going to have a bad time.
Crane Bungulance, familyfilmreview.gov.
That's got to be a damn, that's got to, what the hell is that, that they show a toy and it's very clearly like a mock-up of some kind.
Speaking of the rip-off titles, the rubber ghouls have come to stick their fingers in my mouth.
Ew, I don't want that either. Obvious plant, that's what it's called.
And Dave, you were saying you don't want to wake up in a country.
Smear the random family as racist.
Insanely difficult. There's just no way. New York Times.
I don't want to live on this planet anymore. Steve keeps posting Sega Saturn games.
Sega CD.
Whatever. Sega Siddle Diddles.
Oh, baby. Turn it up. Whoa. That is a big ass.
I'm quite interested.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that. Where he's got the fucking dump truck.
Like, what?
Guys, like, what? Tails, move your butt. But.
I'm just singing again. Yeah, it's definitely Nightmare Sonic, the movie Sonic.
Well, yeah, he's got, like, Hank Hill ass.
Oh, no, I never would have think about Hank Hill's ass ever.
Well, no, you've seen that episode, right?
No, I haven't. I've barely watched King of the Hill growing up.
Oh, Steve, watch King of the Hill. It's so good.
Why? Why do you want me to watch all of these things?
Well, King of the Hill is special to me because I am from Texas, and a lot of that stuff that happens in there actually happens in Texas, and it's great.
Hank Hill ass.
Hank Hill's in a, he's in like a lawnmower racing championship.
It's just two overlapping U's.
Right, exactly. And that's why it's great, because he has no butt, but he has to be able to sit on a lawnmower and be able to turn, so he wears a prosthetic butt. And then Dale Gribble, doing the thing where he's like, I'm gonna cheat to win, pops one of his butt boobies, and then he's like, oh, I can't turn left! That's really good.
Oh, that's great. Somebody did a little meme of the Hank Hill butt is like, ladies, this is the ideal male body. Don't hate it. Ew. I hate this. I hate this so much. Why did somebody Danganronpa Hank Hill?
Why not, right? Murder your friends.
Murder all the friends. Hi, Logan. Are you recording?
No, but he is going through a storm.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, Danganronpa looks interesting. And then I was like, no, not really. It's like Phoenix Wright, but it's none of the fun. I don't like murdering my friends just to get to titties.
No, you could just knock them unconscious.
That's still bad.
Senran and Kagura, they don't pass out at least. Oh no, I need to close this browser tab about Hank Hill ass. I'm done.
My ass is just like cash.
No.
Your Hank Hill sounds more like Goofy.
A little bit.
What else is just like cash, Maxie?
Now we gotta find the Keyblade.
She couldn't handle the fact that I only liked anal.
Hashtag Humboldt Schlong. Gugh.
Your dad has a sexual appetite that's just terrifying, Max.
I never want to hear that about my dead dad again, thank you.
Oh, we're not talking about your dead dad. We're talking about Goofy, America's dad.
All right, are we ready to go?
I guess.
I got one, I guess, and then one no. I can only assume the no is still just enamored with Hank Hill's ass.
It's shapely. It's like looking into two flattened Christmas hams.
That's a really depressing holiday.
A little bit softer now.
A little bit softer now. A little bit softer now. A little bit louder now. A little bit wetter now.
How's that?
That's fine.
Did you say a little bit wetter now?
Yeah, you did.
I mean, yes, voices orgasm, yes, that's true.
Did you know that there's an entire documentary about the Tony Hawk Pro Skater games?
Yeah, it's called Tony Hawk's How We Got Here.
No, it's called Pretending I'm a Superman.
Sorry, it's called Tony Hawk's Boom Boom Huck Jam.
I'm pretty sure it's Pretending I'm Superman, not Pretending I'm a Superman.
Well, here I am, doing all do what I can, pretending I'm a Superman. You see, Logan, it goes off the Goldfinger song that came out just before you were born.
2012?
Yes.
Yeah. You remember when they said that 2012 was going to be the end of the world?
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of wish it were at this point.
What they really meant is that was when I was going to be born.
They forgot to carry the two. So, you know, it's...
That's not how math works.
Year.
You can only carry the one.
They were just off by 8 years.
All right, this
No, it's true. In single-digit edition, you cannot carry more than the one.
So we recorded an episode at the beginning of August, recorded an episode at the end of August. September never happened, and now it's October 11th. We're in spooky month, and the scariest thing is that I don't have to worry about kids coming to the door because Halloween is canceled.
I don't have to worry about kids' cuisine anymore.
I had to try kids' cuisine for a frigging feedback thing.
Why?
I think my mom got $50 for it, but she brought me to this place, and they're just like, here, try all these different TV dinners and say which ones you like, and I tried them all, and they were all terrible.
Oh, you got to be in a focus group.
Yeah, it was awful.
God, you narc.
Why would they put you, the child who could never focus on anything, in a focus group?
I'm pretty sure that's why they wanted me, because they wanted to see if any of the meals could hold my attention.
The only meal that can hold your attention is chocolate-coated Ritalin.
You're not wrong.
Ooh, this one is star-shaped.
I wouldn't eat it if it was star-shaped. I would just look at it.
Well, no, you'd lose focus and you'd inevitably swallow it.
Speaking of losing focus, the same year that they found out I had ADD, they also found out that my vision was terrible and I couldn't see 5 feet in front of my face.
Well, that's not so bad.
How is that not so bad? It was second grade.
Well, you got better.
I got glasses.
Yeah, me too.
Awesome. Let's go pretend we're Superman.
See, but mine were service connected, so I got glasses because I spent so much time in front of a computer as a young man that my eyes went bad. I used to have great eyes.
I spent so much time in front of focus group TV cuisine that I ended up eating chocolate-coated Ritalin.
Chocolate-coated Ritalin.
Doot-doot, doot-doot. Just a very quiet doot-doo. It's Friday Night Fan Fiction, Season 11, Episode 3.
I thought we were just skipping this one to kind of, like...
Do you thought we were going to, like, the lost season it and go straight to 12?
Yeah, I thought we were going to just, like, try to gaslight everybody into thinking we didn't have a Season 11, or we did, and we just didn't release it.
Well, I haven't released any of the episodes yet, so there's nothing preventing me from putting these on cassette tape and burying them in a time capsule.
Cassette tape? Man, 8-track, bro.
Okay, let me find the most deprecated form of... How much time does an Edison cylinder hold?
No, I've got it. I know how we can do this, all right? We release it on a 5 1/4 floppy disk collection.
Ooh.
Let's release it on vacuum tube.
I don't think that's physically possible.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Can we release it on, like, what was that mini clip player or whatever it was?
Oh, hip clips.
Yeah, let's release it on miniclip.com.
Well, no, there was this, like, fad, like, micro player that they had back in the yonder days where you would get, like, a copy of a song, but it would only be, like, the first verse and a chorus. And it was, like, $9 a song when you could just get it for $1 off of, like, fucking iTunes or whatever.
That's hip clip. I was thinking of, like, the spinoff of Newgrounds.
Oh, yeah, Miniclip. Yeah, let's release it specifically on miniclip.com.
All right, can I continue now? Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes.
I mean, fuck.
NSYNC, It's Gonna Be Me. Britney Spears, Enrique Iglesias. How many of these things are...
I think there were two collections of them. Like, this thing was pretty popular, considering.
Also, hit clips. They're even more expensive now.
They're hard to find, I would imagine.
Apparently, Elvis's Jailhouse Rock is $16.25.
Wow.
Wow, yeah, so expensive.
What? Why? Never mind.
Tell us now.
When I Googled hit clips, why is this in there as an image?
It seems today that all you see
98% of users on YouTube like this video.
You better go like this video so we can please the algorithm.
Thank you very much for that. I'm your host, Steve-O. This is Friday Night Fan Fiction. Joining me in an actual tonight is David, Logan, and Sean. Valerie exists, but is taking care of the baby.
Taking care of business.
Every day.
Pretty sure the baby's name is not business.
No, it's everything else.
Well, I mean, if he had, like, made the middle name.
Dump truck, baby, business boards.
Can I name my child Venture Capital?
No, like, no matter what the name is, it doesn't attract that thing that you're trying to get them to have.
Damn, then I can't name my next child $1,000,000.
I mean, you can. I'll just call CPS on you.
Yeah, and you haven't done that already?
I mean...
They haven't come yet, so maybe they dropped the ball there. Also...
I didn't know that cherry poppin' soys were still a thing.
Yes, cherry poppin' soys.
I'm very proud of that one.
David, how have you been?
I was getting a drink, so what's up? What was the question?
I asked David, how are you doing?
I hate life.
Same.
Everything is on fire.
Same.
I'm going to get put in charge of the body-worn cameras program, even though they said they're going to hire a person for it. But because I'm the network admin, and they're like, well, it's going to be on the network, so... And then I'm going to be the one who configures it, but I'm like... I'm also not a cop, so I don't know what the law is.
It's okay, cops don't either.
That's a spicy take, Logan, my dude. Steve.
What?
I'm going to ask you a question now.
What?
In Billy Madison, what was your favorite part of the movie, and why was it when the teacher told Billy Madison that he's horny?
My favorite part of the movie in Billy Madison was him driving down and grabbing nudie magazines.
Nudie magazine day. Nudie magazine day.
Nudie! Ah! It's just because it reminds me of... why Dane Cook is unfunny.
All right, I'm gonna be real. Dane Cook has some funny jokes. No. He is not nearly as bad as people make him out to be.
A broken clock is right twice a day.
No, you could say that about, like, George Lopez or Carlos Mencia or someone like that, but no, like, Dane Cook had a pretty consistent amount of funny.
I'll give you that. Again, it's personal preference. Logan, how have you been?
No, this is objective fact, my dude.
Logan, how have you been, and why are you not Dane Cook?
Yo, Logan, tell him about Dane Cook and how he's actually kind of funny.
Dane Cook is not funny. I'm not Dane Cook because I am funny.
Oh, damn. I could have sworn Logan would have been on my side on this one.
No, I don't like Dane Cook.
All right, that's fair. Maybe it is down to personal preference then.
Anyways, Logan, have you been punching the virus in the face?
As always, you know.
It's wonderful.
Been busy.
Great. Did you ever get your tax refund?
No, I didn't. Actually. I'm actually still very pissed off about that.
What about your round of Uncle Trump's fun bucks?
those went out the door immediately because it was barely any.
Ah, that sucks.
See, I was wondering why I still haven't gotten my money back.
Because I haven't gotten my money.
I know. And this is why trickle-down economics doesn't work. Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan.
Never real. All right, thank you for that, Logan. Sean, how have you been?
Busy working and trying not to break down on the side of the highway.
Has Canada at least been a bastion of sanity since all of this?
Yes.
Good.
Is it because of the weed?
I suppose it's probably less on fire.
Less on fire? Well, more blazed.
I wonder if there's a correlation between, like, legalized pot and the happiness of the folks there. Like, are they high and don't care?
I wonder if California's wildfires would be less rampant if they just planted a lot of pot.
No, it burns very well.
Yeah.
So they would just care less, because they would all be high.
Care less shoes.
And I have been okay. Xavier is going to be 4 months old on Wednesday.
It's not an age, Steve.
What?
4 months old is not an age, Steve. You get an age at one, and that's it.
All right, Dave, I'm going to buy you a burger. I'm going to let it sit for 4 months, and then I'm going to give it to you. And I'm just going to say, it's not aged. There is no age to this burger. Eat it now.
All right, my wife has just overridden me, so you win this round, Steve.
Thank you. Anyways, he's doing pretty well. He's starting to make noises. Pretty soon he's going to take my place on the show. But,
he hits two and he's just like, ooh, wow, it's time for Homestyle 101. And you're like, son, no, that's my only gag.
Yeah, don't
it's
do
my
it.
My gag now, bitch.
Don't steal my thunder. Also, why can you bench press me at the age of two as well? I was talking with OA and looking at a picture of him recently. He's like, yeah, he's got guns. He's going to be able to lift me soon.
OA's kid or yours?
No, my kid. Like, OA was looking at a picture of my kid and is like, yeah, your kid's got bigger guns than you do.
That's all right.
Yeah, I want my son to be better than me in every way, although I will say I'll probably still beat him in Puzzle Fighter. But that's the only laurel I have to rest on.
Yeah, but that's like, that's your Mozart right there.
It's my Overwatch?
No, it's not your Overwatch. You weren't great at Overwatch. You were passable at best.
He was pretty good at Overwatch, actually.
Are you still salty about how high I got ranked?
No, because that's not a measure of skill.
David, sure. How high did you get ranked?
I sure
did get pretty high, I gotta admit. Like, geez, when I stopped playing, it was it had to have been one of the high medals.
Yeah. One of those.
I missed you.
You know what? At least platinum. At least zirconium.
Does zirconium come before or after Garbage Can Tin?
That is lower than what I was at because I remember being in Garbage Can Tin. And it was like, nah, man, that's not real. Get out of here with that.
That was so fun trying to do placements together, and then it still placed us 600 points apart.
So we couldn't actually be in the same league.
We still couldn't play together. The game was against us. And now nobody plays Overwatch anymore. They all moved over to Fortnite.
No, everybody's playing fucking Fall Guys and Among Us.
Yeah.
That's the new Twitch, darling.
To be fair, Among Us is very fun.
Yeah, to be fair, Among Us is fucking dope.
It's so good.
Yeah, but it's also been out for 2 years. Like,
yeah, but it's getting content now that people know about it.
And that's also okay. I'm just surprised. It's not often you'll see games release. They're either immediate successes or immediate tepid or immediate failures.
Oh, dude, speaking of immediate failures, let's talk about the fucking Avengers game.
I'm not familiar with it.
What Avengers game?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
All right.
Great. Good segment, Dave.
Steve, if you're unfamiliar, Square Enix and Crystal Dynamics put out an Avengers live service game, and it fucking blows, and I said it was going to blow, and I'm like, nah, dude, you're going to have fun with it for like 2 minutes, and then it's going to blow, and then everybody's now like, well, the player count is now under 800.
Ooh.
So.
Ooh.
That was fast.
Guess who got it right again, and it's never wrong about these kinds of things.
I wouldn't go that far.
Wait a minute. Is Ape Legs still doing good?
Is what?
Ape Legs.
Ape Legs?
Apex Legends.
Oh, I mean, yeah, it's doing all right. It's not the Fortnite killer that everybody wanted it to be, but EA is very happy with its numbers, so.
EA is happy as long as people are giving them money.
Yes, but it is not making Fortnite money.
Okay. Yeah, well, not everything can. Can we read about Kylo Ren?
Do
we have
the guy from Star Wars?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, Dave, you're back now. I'm going to be nice to you. You get to read second.
Second? Oh, yes. My stars. I cannot believe that I get to go second as opposed to first.
You've got a couple more minutes to fuck off if you want.
All right, fucking off, Kamensicon.
I will go first. Kylo Ren kills his dad and gets grounded by Daddy Chat.
Wait, he did that in the movie, though. It's a spoiler, not fan fiction.
He didn't get grounded in the movie.
Yeah, he did. It was like he stabs Harrison Ford, and Harrison Ford tearfully said, "Give me back my family."
Also, you're grounded.
Also, you're grounded. He did that thing that Mr. Burns did as Dracula, where he goes turns to dust, and then he's like, "You're fired.
You're grounded." Don't. Summary: Kylo Ren kills his dad and gets grounded, 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 grounded for a trillion years. Chapter one: Kylo Ren kills his dad and gets grounded.
I wonder if he got grounded. Logan, what are the over and under for getting grounded?
I'd say 100% over one.
Damn, that's really good. I'm going to fucking bet against that because that's going to be a huge payout.
All right, well, here we go. Kylo Ren was busy jacking off to his Daddy Vader posters when Hux walked in and was like, "Kyle, you have to stop coming on these posters. That's gross."
Kylo, back my family.
And then Kylo was like, "Fuck off, you're not my dad."
Yeah, he is. He provided the seed.
No, Hux walked in and said that. Oh. Not,
yeah, and he's jerking, off to Vader.
Who the fuck is Hux?
Huxley, the ginger. The ginger. Angry ginger from the sequel trilogy.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Hux Star Wars. This fucker.
Oh, it's that guy. It's the comic Nazi.
Yeah, the angry ginger.
He's like trying his hardest to be Colonel Sanders from Spaceballs, but like taken seriously.
Yeah.
God, those movies sucked.
That's they did.
Like, I'm not trying to be that guy who's like, "Oh, well, they did the best they could with what they had." No,
but they
didn't.
Really didn't.
They did terrible.
Yeah.
The movie was not good. None of them were actually.
No, it was only fun for like 3 minutes, and then it was done. And then everybody's like, "I miss George Lucas and his neck."
Right? Like, that is the big takeaway there, that like the days of George Lucas seem quaint by today's standards.
I mean, at least they had political oh God, listen to me.
Yeah, I get it.
All right, anyways, fuck off, you're not my dad! And then Kylo realized, in order to prove himself to Supreme Leader Snoke, he must kill his actual father. So he called his mom and asked to pick him up from the Hot Topic. Leia came in and was like, "Did you have a good time, sweetie? Smiley face." And Kylo was like, "You don't understand my life, mom. Stop making fun of me." And Leia was like, "All right, hon, smiley face." Then they got home and Han Solo was watching Mythbusters on TV.
And he was feeling like a star. You couldn't stop his shine.
"Ha, the troll finally comes out of his cave," said Han.
They don't have trolls in Star Wars. He's a Rancor.
"Fuck you," said Kylo, who stormed up to his room. "Han, be nice," Leia said, and Han was like, "Fine, I'll go talk to him.
I'll go give him back his family."
Yeah. Han went upstairs and knocked on Kylo's door. "Ben, you there?" Kylo Ren took off his headphones where he was listening to Linkin Park. He said, "I'm being torn apart. I want to be free of this pain. I know what I have to do, but I don't know if I have the strength to do it. Will you help me?" Han was like, "Yes, son. Kylo, please be a good boy. We can play some basketball after your mother makes us dinner." And Kylo was like, "Okay, daddy," and opened the door. But Kylo wasn't being a good boy, because instead of doing that, he stabbed Han!
Bum-bum! Bum-bum-bum!
"You're grounded!" Before Han Solo could fully die, he put his hand on Kylo's face, then he died.
So it did go how we thought it was going to go. "You're grounded!"
Leia walked in the room and was like, "What the heck?" And then Leia was like, "Ben, why did you kill your dad?
That's it, Ben. You were grounded, 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 grounded,
he's gonna do all of them.
Grounded, 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 grounded. Grounded, 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 grounded,
grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, you missed eight. You have eight more.
I didn't miss eight.
Yes, you did. I was counting. I was counting. I was counting.
I was also counting.
No, you were off by eight.
All right, we need a vote. Logan's correct.
Oh, yay or nay. Shit.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
With Dave back, the Council of Three has resumed its power.
Yeah, and I'm willing to bet Logan was accurately counting because that's how he be.
Grounded, 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 grounded. For 82, 39, 5, 7, 84, 37, 83, 57, 38, 7, 23, 8, 25, 7, 83, 4, 7, 6, 84, 376, 87, 47, 85, 743 trillion years.
Damn, son.
That's a lot of years. That's beyond the heat death of the universe. And then Kylo got grounded and Leia burned all of his Linkin Park albums and his Darth Vader posters that were covered in his gum, and he even wasn't allowed to use the internet for a month.
Oh no, he couldn't use the internet for a month!
When he finally got to go back on, he went on his quotev and said, "I'm back, Rar, that means I love you in Rancor, catty face." Meanwhile, Luke was visiting his
Rancor
sister.
Face.
Okay, fine, Rancor face. Meanwhile, Luke was visiting his sister downstairs and was commenting on Kylo. "I got a feel for you, Leia. I can't imagine going through 9 months of carrying a child, followed by 18 years of raising him, all the costs, all the pains, all the worries, and all for him to be an emo. I am disgusted."
And we can clip that and play it Xavier later on.
Yeah, that's some good trauma bait for later.
Yeah.
"Don't be so mean. He's just going through a phase," Leia said. Kylo heard this upstairs and screamed, "It's not a phase! Literally, fuck off, Mom!" "Hey, to be fair," Leia added, "at least he didn't turn out to be a Republican."
Funny joke.
David, you're up.
"That's true. I apologize," Luke said.
Then Rey walked into the room and held up Luke's old lightsaber dramatically at him, staring at him silently. This went on for like 30 seconds, and then Luke was like,
"Dude, what the fuck are you doing?"
And Rey was like, "Oh, I thought this was supposed to be like a dramatic silent moment to end the movie on." And Luke was like,
"Dude, that's so weird. Don't do it again. Or don't do that again."
And then the movie ended. Chapter 2!
This was just a summary of episode 7? Or episode 8?
So, Steve, what I want you to do with that is, like, cut out the part where it says, "and then the movie ended," but then have, like, "dude, that's so weird, don't do that again," and this, but not more than 10 seconds so we don't get sued.
Sure, and you know what? I'll take a mini rip, and I'll do it all in, like, Kazoo.
Oh, fantastic. Perfect.
Okay, what would be better, Kazoo or recorder or a mixture?
I want Kazoo and harpsichord.
Please give me theremin.
Yeah, theremin, harpsichord, and Kazoo. Kazoo.
I want a xylophone.
All right, so xylophone, harpsichord, theremin, and Kazoo.
All right.
All right, that's your job.
My hundreds, possibly thousands of dollars worth of musical equipment and professional audio samples for this.
What are you complaining about?
I'm not complaining.
We're putting it to good use.
I was illustrating the absurdity of it all.
because, man, life sure is strange. But
it's not that absurd. I mean, I'm sure the harpsichord one costs like $1,000 on its own.
I have an accordion. Should I use that?
No.
No. Harpsichord, theremin, kazoo, and xylophone.
And recorder.
No, no recorder. No,
we didn't say recorder.
I'm saying, do I not get to pick
one? No, you put in kazoo.
You did put in kazoo, Steve.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I hate this council.
Hey, we're not gaslighting you on that. You really did put in kazoo.
I know you did. I'm just saying that I'm
I didn't put in kazoo. You did.
I'm saying that you're right, and I'm mad that you noticed.
Likely story. Chapter 2. Kylo Ren goes broke and gets grounded.
Oh, that's even worse.
When did that happen? I mean, you can't be a Republican unless you're not broke, so I guess that's good. Here you go, honey, Leia said, bringing in the chocolate milk that Kylo had requested.
Oh, what are you doing?
She asked her son, looking at his laptop.
I'm masturbating! Go away, Mom, you'll never understand me, Kylo said.
So, okay, I can't remember Angry Guy from King of the Hill. Conspiracy.
Dale
Gribble?
Boomhauer?
Yeah. Boomhauer, that's why you can never understand him. That's the true conspiracy. No, Dale Gribble. Do Kylo Ren's screaming is Dale Gribble.
Go away, Mom, you'll never understand me.
All right, yeah, I like that.
Kylo said, snatched the chocolate milk from Leia's hand. She accidentally used lactose milk for the chocolate milk, and Kylo takes one sip and screams, Mom, do you want me to fucking die? You know I'm lactose intolerant, and you're only supposed to use soy milk. Before he could say anything else, he let out a super long, prolonged, awful-smelling fart thanks to having milk. There was an awkward silence, and he said, Wow, BBA just ripped a big one. Droids can't fart, Ben, Leia said. But sure, I'll believe you. Then Luke jumped in and was like, He who denied it supplied it here.
Oh.
Kylo got so pissed at Luke that he took out his shitty cross lightsaber. He took out his shitty cross lightsaber and tried to slash Luke with it, and Luke left the room laughing. Kylo was visibly crying and threw himself into the bed and started jacking off as Leia left the room.
Ew, before dude, he could do wait. No. You don't do that as they leave the room. You gotta give them at least 30 seconds unless they might decide that they forgot to tell you something. Give it time.
I don't feel like my hormones were ever that far out of control, you know?
Yeah, me either. Like, I was at least discreet. I didn't use lotion until I was 30.
Didn't you jerk off with chicken grease?
No, that was his roommate in college.
That was the roommate.
Didn't you jerk off with a rubber glove?
Yes, you did. And
yes, he is the one who rubber gloved.
Shut up, Wiki. You're not supposed to reveal my secrets again.
That was me.
Yes, but Sean confirmed it as the Wiki.
Yes.
And if you just said it was an allegation, now that there's confirmation, there's no denying. Anyways.
Well, I mean, I got all the confirmation I needed from your silence.
Actually, it does make sense that Kylo's, hormones are out of control. No wonder he put two other tiny penises on his one other big lightsaber penis.
So, I don't get why that lightsaber gets hate, because that's actually a good thing to have on his lightsaber, because everybody's hands seem to get cut off in Star Wars. So, why not have a guard on your laser sword, you know?
Because it's not even a well-developed cross guard.
I know, it's not, you're right, but it's better than literally nothing.
It's definitely a goggles syndrome kind of thing. Anyways, go ahead.
They do nothing. Before he could do anything that sexy, he got an email notification.
Oh man, I hope Jared Leto replied to my fan mail, he said, grabbing his phone,
and saw his email.
Hot free porn of horny teen Asian babes. Hook up with a hot Asian in a galaxy near you. Sign up for free. We are waiting, Daddy, said the email.
Kylo was very intrigued, but he needed a credit card. He snuck downstairs and grabbed Han Solo's credit card off of his corpse that's still there?
Yeah.
Didn't they establish it's been months since then?
It's in fact been several trillion years.
Oh, shit. So he's a fossil at this point.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Harrison Ford's a fossil at this point, too. Let's be real.
Yeah, but he's currently going on that retirement tour where all of his characters die. At least we're getting closure for a few things.
I suppose. He's like, get me back my family. Everybody from the original Star Wars cast is now canonically dead.
Geez, Harrison Ford's 78? Wow.
I think he was in his 40s when...
He was 38.
Yeah, he was old.
Oh my gosh, he looks like Jeff Bridges now.
So does Tron, but...
This man's coming to your house to try to sell you on solar panels.
let's see, Hot Asian Babes. All right, here we go. Han Solo's credit card off of his corpse. He typed in the credit card information, visibly sweating. Once sent, he eagerly waited the reply, waited for a reply. A few days later, geez, he finally got a reply, hoping to see hot anime titty. He opened it, but the email wasn't from them. It was from the bank. His identity has been stolen, and now he has no money.
No money. David, say it right.
Oh.
He has no...
He has no money.
Thank you.
No money.
Money.
He wish he has money.
He does have money.
I wish he had money.
But there's no money.
All right, so... Doesn't my insurance cover that? Kylo said. The last time we sent an insurance guy to you, you killed... Oh, that's a different guy. The last time we sent an insurance guy to you, you killed him. Fuck you. Dave was my friend. Because I guess Carl Sagan is now in a galaxy far, far away. So good for him.
Yes.
Yes. Why did Carl Sagan sound like a Dracula for a second?
I forgot who we were talking about for a split second, and I thought we were talking about Boris Karloff.
Space is billions and billions of light years across.
Bleh.
Bleh.
That was the plot to Dracula 3000. Vampires are going back to the Carpathian Galaxy.
That's not a real place, man.
I'm aware. But it had Coolio and Casper Van Dien and Tiny Lester. So I'll give it a pass.
All right. Kylo hung up and started crying. Then he realized that he needed help from his sugar daddy, Hux.
Mom,
I need you to drive me back. Oh, fuck. Mom, I need you to drive me back to Hot Topic, said Kylo. Okay, Ben, after dinner. Come on, Mom, can't we eat out? Kylo said, and Leia was like, no, I'm making a nice dinner for you and Luke tonight. And Kylo screamed, I hate this family! An hour or so later, Kylo was back at Starkiller Base / Hot Topic and went to Hux. Daddy, can you do me a favor and get me a new credit card account with more money? Kylo said. Hux was like,
as much as I would like to get squishy-ishy cummies from you right now, I can't. We're raising a galactic army right now.
Squishy-ishy cummies?
Squishy-ishy cummies.
That's the episode title right there.
We're raising a galactic army right now, and we're gonna blow up another planet soon.
Logan, you're up.
Okay.
Oh, this next sentence is beautiful.
If you can't give me cummies,
who will?
He started drowning,
shouted Kylo, who started slashing at Hux's bed.
Kylo, what have you done? You destroyed the bed with all your memories.
All our memories.
All our cummies.
Not our cummies.
Not our squishy-ishy cummies.
Not our squishy-ishy cummies.
Destroyed. What have you done?
Hux said. Kylo looked at his hands in horror.
What have I done?
Hux grabbed Kylo's shoulder.
It's okay. We will fix this.
Kylo and Hux got some duct tape out and taped their bed back together.
See, our memories aren't gone.
Oh, see, out memories aren't gone. Said Kylo.
It makes me want to relive them, said Hux.
Oh, God, no.
They looked into each other's eyes and then jumped onto each other like thirsty animals. They fucked all night at Hux's house since Hot Topic closed. A couple days later, they got a knock on the door.
I come and knock on your door.
Kylo, you've been gone for days,
said Leia at the door.
I demand you come home right now.
No way, Ma.
Leia dragged Kylo home and sat his ass on the couch.
I got a letter in the mail! You made us go broke! We can't even afford Han's funeral now!
She screamed. Hey, it's not my fault he died.
Yes, it is!
Kylo said.
Yeah, it is!
Yeah!
You literally stabbed him!
Leia said.
I mean, she's not wrong, though. No, that's, like, that's super accurate. It totally was him.
Okay, that's true, said Kylo. And then Leia was like, that's it, Ben! You are grounded, 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 grounded.
The record's skipping.
Grounded, grounded, grounded.
The record's still skipping.
Grounded, 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 grounded,
grounded, grounded, ground. What grounds around comes around.
Give me one more grounded for old time's sake.
I don't have to give you any more groundeds because I already did all the groundeds.
Logan, cut the man a break. You clowned on him really hard when you got him.
I want my squishy-ishy cummies.
Give him those squishy-ishy cummies, man.
I will literally never give you squishy-ishy cummies because you won't let me put it in your butt.
Yeah, you got to let him have that sweet pillowy butt of yours. The Jewy Caramel Center.
The protocols of Zion were hard enough for us to get rid of in terms of the urban mythos. Don't you dare start having people believe that Jews are filled with caramel.
I think Jewy Caramel Center is a better episode title.
Yeah.
In the current climate of culture war, I don't think so.
Yeah, well, we got to get that internet edge.
I don't want the Proud Boys to start listening to this.
They won't.
Okay, good.
No. Yeah, well, they'll hear we slammed Republicans in the first paragraph and get very offended because they have no skin.
Good.
And also the homosexual in this story as well.
Yeah, there is a very gay relationship that's going on right now.
Good. Fuck the Proud Boys. Fuck the Nazis. Fuck all these assholes.
Then he was grounded for a lot of trillion years. Kylo went back to his room and screamed in frustration.
Ah!
He started jacking off again, thinking about the next time he hopes to see Hux. Chapter 3. Kylo Ren sneaks out and gets grounded.
Again?
I'm noticing a theme here.
A week or so after getting grounded for making the family go broke, Kylo was jacking it in his room alone. Then he got a phone call and saw it was from Hux. Kylo answered it and was like, Daddy, you're so huxy.
All right, hold on, real fast. Have you guys ever bought anything from a Hot Topic?
Yes.
Probably.
I used to live there, man.
Definitely bought a t-shirt before.
I've bought a t-shirt. I actually had a Vash the Stampede jacket I got from Hot Topic back in like 2002.
Back when they had good clothing?
Yeah. I never had like the mega pants or whatever they had.
Oh, I bought all of the mega pants. I had so many of them.
Mega pants?
You know, the pants that have, like, all of the belts and chains and shit?
Trip pants.
Is that what they're called?
Yes. They're called trip pants.
What the hell is the... what's the name of the character designer for Final Fantasy?
Tetsuya Nomura.
Yeah, the Tetsuya Nomura pants.
I hate his design choices.
Why? They're so convenient. Don't you want 90 pockets?
Like, the only thing he ever did was Lulu, and that was Lulu's booze. Boobs.
Let's make a dress out of belts!
Lulu's design was terrible.
Yeah, it was, but also Dim Titties was on fleek.
Of course, that's like the first jiggle physics of the PlayStation 2.
No way it wasn't. There were jiggle physics before that.
Okay. Dave, there's a task for you. You could put your Sony Vegas license to work. Do a history of jiggle physics in video games.
That's not a bad idea, honestly.
Do it.
I don't wanna.
Damn it.
That would take effort.
Although, I actually get my Creative Cloud license back from work here soon, so...
Wait, why did work take your Creative Cloud license?
Because they wanted to save money, but then they realized that I'm the only one who does website stuff. That's not a lie or an embellishment. That's literally
I'm aware. I was laughing because it's true.
But Hux was like, Kylo, where have you been?
My name Hux.
I missed our squishy-ishy time.
No!
Not squishy.
Oh, sorry, that is squishy.
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 Squishy-ishy time. Sad face. And Kylo realized that he never told Hux the dire situation of him being grounded. Oh, but no. Then Kylo had an idea.
awful idea.
He wouldn't let this being grounded thing get in the way between him and Cummies. Hux, I'm coming over. That night, after everyone was asleep, Kylo snuck downstairs, grabbed Leia's keys from her purse, and took the car. Hoo boy, I hope nobody pulls me over. I don't have anything more than a learner's permit yet.
Oh no, he's so vulnerable, this Kylo Ren.
He backed out of the driveway and started to driving to Hux's house. He knocked on Hux's door, and Hux's mom came downstairs. Hux, honey, you have a friend over, but at such late hours?
It's urgent.
At this hour, dial 9-1. When I say so, dial 1 again.
Gotta prime it.
For the First Order, man, said Kylo. Hux invited him upstairs.
Whoa, Hux. Your room has more bondage equipment than I would have thought.
Sean, you're up.
Old people can't read.
What does that say up there? Oh, look, it's a message from my grandkids.
Which one?
Mine.
I'm just going to leave that in there with no context, Logan. It's going to be the end of your page, and then it's just going to be you saying, old people can't read. Go ahead.
I have it saved for my little Knight of Ren, (parentheses) said Hux. Kylo gasped and started shaking, but like in a sexy way. He unzipped his pants.
Oh, that makes me vibrate. The force.
Hank Hill twerk.gif.
Here I go. Work it, baby. Oh, yes. At long last, the circle will be complete.
He unzipped his pants very slowly. Zip. Since he had a boner.
Oh, my God.
But his penis popped out of the pants like the blade of a lightsaber.
Yoing, yoing, yoing. I mean, it's a glow-in-the-dark condom.
In the Star Wars movies, whenever they were filming, all the actors kept making the foom noises for the lightsaber.
I believe that was actually just specifically Ewan McGregor.
Yeah, but I want a blooper of a porn where the guy is swinging his dick around making those same noises.
I'm sure that literally already exists.
Yeah, someone find and post in the Not Safe for Work. And he continued to pull off his pants, so his balls dropped. Like the two cross guards on Kylo's lightsaber.
So wait, they went out to the side?
Apparently.
Is he flexing the veins that hold his balls in place to like be perpendicular to his body?
So wait, important question. Can you guys flex your cock?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Easily.
Look, I grew up listening to Tenacious D. I followed the whole cock push-ups thing.
No. Okay. Yeah. Oh, of course I can flex my cock. No, like... There are some people who can actually, like, physically move their dick.
Yes.
Like, they're flexing it.
Can yes. All,
like, I know not everyone can, though.
I can.
So everyone on this show can.
Yes. Yeah.
We're all fucking genetic freaks.
Now,
why do you think we do a show about fan fiction?
What?
Can everybody hear roll their tongue?
No. I heard the thing you said. I didn't hear the thing Steve said.
I said, but can everyone hear roll their tongue?
Yeah. Oh, wait, is that what we mean by roller tongue?
No.
Well, okay, now take your pick, because either one. I was, like, thinking the physical roll, but the...
Can you hot dog your tongue?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you clover your tongue?
No.
I used to be able to, and now I can't.
I can probably do it, but I'm not really sure how.
Make it a three-leaf clover. That's how you do it.
That's not really helpful.
Make it a W.
Yeah, that too. I guess that could work.
I don't think I can do that.
Okay, so we're not all super exceptional. Good job, Dave.
I mean, that's literally the only thing that I got, so it's not like...
You're tall!
Oh, wow, what a treat.
Oh, wow, he has back problems.
Yeah, my back and knees hurt every day.
By the way, have you ever heard of the Theragun?
The fuck is that?
Is that the thing that, like...
Does it shoot theremins?
Punches you in the spine a bunch?
Isn't that the final boss of Final Fantasy X, too?
Oh, you mean Vegnagun?
Yeah.
No, Theragun is, and I shit you not, I bought this out of desperation because Valerie's body is complete and utter garbage sacks.
Damn.
She's been in so much pain trying to go through physical therapy along with her like hypermobility and arthritis and all this shit. I went out. Theragun is a series of industrial strength massagers.
Ooh, so a jackhammer.
Yes, it punches you repeatedly. The low-end model costs $200. The high-end model is $600+.
You could just buy a Sibian.
That seems pretty cheap for, like, preservation of your wife's body.
No, I mean, it's a very justified purchase and she loves it. But I just love the idea that you're curing your body by punching it repeatedly.
Yeah, it's called Rocky.
Da-da-da!
Yeah, just do that next time you're working her back. I'm sure she'll very much appreciate it.
Okay, hard now.
Da-da-da-da. Now I'm on the low back now.
All right, go ahead.
Slash me with your lightsaber. Oh, wait, that sucks. Slash me with your lightsaber, Kylo. Winky face, said Hux. Right when Kylo was fully nude, Phasma burst in. Yo, Hux, I need to... What the literal fuck? What is she doing here? Kylo screamed, covering his penis.
The camera panned over to reveal Rey holding his lightsaber dramatically, probably.
I was hanging out at Hux's place tonight, screamed Phasma. What are you doing here?
Phasma, that silver-clad hussy.
They both looked at Hux.
Wait, so you had a friend over, but you started ignoring her once I came so we could fuck?
Kylo said.
Yeah.
Yes, said Hux.
Yes.
Am I the only one of us who did not have that happen to them in high school?
Oh, I totally had friends ignore me to go have sex.
You had friends?
I didn't.
Wow. Wow.
I mean, I had a friend who would regularly bail on, like, magic nights to go fuck his girlfriend.
I'd say that counts.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that wasn't until college.
Dave, you didn't have that happen, or?
That never happened to me because, like, I had, like, three friends, and one of the friends was my girlfriend at the time, and I never got to have sex with her, so it doesn't count because she couldn't bail on me to go have sex with nobody.
I mean, she could go fuck somebody who wasn't you.
I mean, that happened, like, after a while, yes, and I'm very upset about that several years later, but whatever. My other pals, I never hung out with outside of school because I had a very uncool household.
Fair enough. Sean, there's no school in Canada, we know.
Yes, Canada is not known for school.
No, well, there is school, I just had no life outside of school.
That's sexy. I'm turned on by betrayal.
I don't have a life outside of school. That's sexy,
said Kylo. Ooh, hot, said Hux. They start to make out, and Phasma groaned and slammed the door. You know, I'm turned on by betrayal, too.
You know, I would love to see at the zoo a roaming pack of wild Snapes just going, do not feed the Snapes.
Can we Jurassic Park Alan Rickman?
Oh, you mean like put him inside an egg?
Yeah, like clone him and make a theme park based all around his different characters. So, like, roving packs of Snapes.
Not a bad idea. Welcome to Rickman World.
Ha ha. Thank you, baby.
I'm turned on by betrayal, too. You know, when I killed my dad?
Yeah, whatever.
I had the biggest boner doing it. I was thinking about you, too, though. Winky face, said Kylo. Hux blushed. Will you stab me, too? With your other lifesaver, said Hux.
With your penis?
Oh, I will, colon face. Winky face said
colon
Hux.
Colon face.
Colon face is where you, like, you stretch out your asshole until it makes a smiley.
Oh, God.
No, it's our space from Preacher.
Oh.
They continued to fuck until they woke up with sex hair and jizz stains on Hux's sheets.
On everything. It got everywhere, Mr. Potter.
Even on colon face.
Oh, no, not colon face.
Wait a minute. It's morning. I have to get home quick before Leia notices I'm gone.
How do they know it's morning? They're in space.
Space has morning. You just have to fly around the sun.
Yeah, but they're not, like, not... I mean, yeah, I guess fucking Freedom Base Alpha or whatever it is.
Drove there in a car. They're clearly on some kind of planetoid.
What was the name of the Starkiller Base? I think is what it was.
Starkiller Base?
Yeah, it's like Freedom Base One or fucking Freedom Jaguar.
Base One.
Freedom Base One.
Well, I'm trying to.
You're giving names to this administration, aren't you?
No, I'm
the Space Force is going to make Freedom Base One on the moon.
Oh, I'm sure. They're going to be like, here I am. I am now the king of space. Freedom Base One is where I'm going to live. Let's go blow up other planets because that's what freedom is.
Is it as upsetting to you guys now that commercials for USAA, the insurance company for people who sold their soul to the military, now includes Space Force in their ads?
No, but I am also a member of the USAA, so...
The USSA?
I didn't sell my soul.
They denied me, by the way.
They denied you?
You're not a veteran.
You're not a veteran.
No, my grandfather was, and it's like...
It has to be immediate family.
I know, but it's immediate family who are members, not immediate family who have served.
Yeah, exactly.
And my dad never got it.
That means it's your dad's fault. Go tell him about it.
Yeah, go yell at your dad.
It is my dad's fault, and he's dead.
Yeah, go to his tombstone and be like, Dad, what the fuck?
But yeah, they say Space Force in their ads now.
I know, it's terrible, and I hate it.
I'm gonna go to his grave and laugh.
You're gonna laugh at your dad because he didn't join up with a credit union?
I think he's just gonna laugh.
No. His tombstone has something funny written on it.
Yeah, it's the word something funny.
What's it got written on it?
It says, room service, send up a bigger room.
I mean, that's pretty good. Some good gallows humor.
Send up a bigger room.
Because he's in a coffin and that's kind of small.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they
is
send
it from
it
the
down?
Marx Brothers?
It is the Marx Brothers, yes.
Yeah.
And he was a big fan. Also, I think it's funny him complaining about the size of his coffin. Gallows humor at its best. Please continue, Sean.
Thrown on a cloak and running to the car, he slammed the gas.
Steve-O went to go laugh at his dad's grave.
He slammed the gas and left Hux's house, driving home. Oh God, I hope she's not awake yet. Kylo drived into their neighborhood and saw his house, and noticed nobody was awake yet. Thank God. Yes, she's not awake yet. I'm just in time and she'll never notice. Right as Kylo said this and was about to turn into the garage, he drove straight into a street lamp, completely wrecking the front side of the car. Shit! He shouted.
I'm sorry, it's just really funny to think of Kylo Ren going, shit.
He jumped out of the car and desperately tried to figure out what to do. After around 30 seconds, he turned around and realized Luke was watching from the porch, and Leia was just walking out. Busted. Luke shouted. And when Leia saw what happened, she screamed.
You stole the car and crashed it? You only have a learner's permit. What have you done?
Leia screamed at him.
What have you done?
We crashed the car.
It's not my fault. We have car insurance though, right?
Kylo said.
No, your dad doesn't believe in it.
No, I don't. You killed the car insurance guy too.
Leia screamed.
Not Dave.
That's it, Ben. You are grounded, 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 grounded,
grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded,
grounded, grounded, grounded,
grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded. Ground it, 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 for 8 2 3 9 5 7 8 4 3 7 8 3 5 7 3 8 7 2 3 8 2 5 7 8 3 4 7 6 8 4 3 7 6 8 7 4 7 8 5 7 4 3 trillion years.
It's just some dude trying to get his word count up on fanfiction.net.
Yeah.
Either that or he's sharing somebody's RSA private key.
She forced Kylo to go back to his room, and Luke began to repair the car with Leia.
Great. Alright, my turn. Chapter 4. Kylo Ren sneaks Hux in and gets grounded. Kylo was busy jerking his dick off thinking about his daddy Hux. He missed him so much until he had an idea. He called Hux and was like, Daddy, I'm so... Wait, that's Leia's voice. Sorry. Daddy, I'm still grounded, but you can come here. Meet me here at night. That night, Hux came and climbed into Kylo's room.
Oh, I bet Hux will come.
Mm-hmm.
That Hux boy decided to get his pee-pee real hard.
Squishy-ishy cummies. Now we have to be quiet or else my mom or uncle will hear, Kylo whispered. That's the lowest Adam Driver's voice goes. They immediately started making out. And Kylo hit Hux's G-spot, which caused him to squeal at the top of his lungs.
Pa-king.
Pa-king.
Leia and Luke started running to Kylo's room, and Kylo shoved Hux under the bed and went into the covers.
Ben, what was that?
That is okay. You may have alcohol.
Ooh, thank you.
Okay, that's kinky.
Are you okay?
Leia said, bursting in. Leia, he was jacking it. Have you ever met a boy his age? Luke scoffed.
Oh!
Leia remarked. She awkwardly left the room, and Luke laughed at Kylo.
Ha ha!
Leaving the room, too.
Ah, yes, Nelson Muntz, noted Star Wars person.
Psst, they're gone, said Kylo. Hux came out from under his bed. Sorry about them, Kylo said.
No problem, winky face with four chins, said Hux.
That's Jabba the Hutt, winky face.
Hux jumped on Kylo and they started having hot sex again.
Not hot sex.
Tepid sex.
Ah, yes, tepid sex.
Lukewarm sex.
Luke Skywalker sex.
Kylo avoided hitting Hux's G-spot again. Then they heard a knock on the door again and Kylo pushed Hux into the closet. Yo, Kylo! I need your Xbox 360 controller! Said Luke, bursting in.
I'm sleeping! Said Kylo. Get it in the morning!
Kylo, I was a teenage boy too. I could hear you jacking it through the night. Now give me your fucking Xbox 360 controller. Luke reached for the closet and Kylo jumped in front of it. No! Don't go into the closet! Kylo shouted. Why not? Are you hiding something, kid? Luke said. It's a birthday present! For you! Kylo stuttered. Since when did you give anyone birthday presents? And my birthday isn't for 9 months, and it's Leia's birthday too? You'd be giving her a present if anything. You hate me! Luke said. He force opened the closet to see Hux naked.
Hello.
Whoa! Luke shouted. Kylo is a boyfriend! Kylo is a boyfriend! Luke mocked.
As if he didn't know already. Surely he and his sister talk.
Shush, Kylo said.
Shut up.
But Leia stormed in and saw Hux.
Who the fuck is that?
Leia shouted. Hi. I'm Hux. Hux said awkwardly.
Get out!
Leia shouted. Hux ran out of his room, grabbed his clothes, and ran for his clothes. What? Hold on. Hux ran out of his room. All right. Grabbed his clothes, yeah, and ran for his clothes.
Yep. Checks out. Mm-hmm.
His clothes is a chain retail store, by the way.
Okay, cool. Leia glared at Kylo, and Luke had a huge smirk. Kylo, this is the last straw. Leia said, oh, wonderful. Dave, you get the next page and I'm looking.
Yeah, I know. I've already read ahead thanks to my scanning eyeballs and I am not happy.
You should be.
Dave, just say grounded twice and I'll loop it.
No.
No.
He's got to do it.
They don't have to know.
We've done it.
Let me guess. Kylo said, I'm grounded, 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 7, 6, 8, 4, 3, 7, 6, 8, 7, 4, 7, 5, 7, 8, 5, 7, 4, 3 trillion years.
No,
Leia said.
Nope. It doesn't say Leia.
Oh, yeah. Li'ai said. No, Li'ai said. New character to the Star Wars universe, but name still checks out as to what it is. You, Ben, you are grounded, 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 grounded. 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 Wait, Steve, don't you fucking even put him right away, all right? You need to control him right the fuck now.
I'm doing it.
Grounded, 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 grounded. Grounded, 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 grounded. Grounded, 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 grounded. Grounded, 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 grounded. Grounded, grounded, grounded. Grounded, grounded, grounded. Grounded, grounded, grounded. Grounded, 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 grounded for 8-3.
It's the same number, but plus one.
I know.
Plus
one. 8234378 3578 3578 257 384 7684 376 84 376 874 7 8 5 7 4 4 trillion years.
I mean, no! Kylo shouted.
Do not want.
What did I do so wrong? Have a secret boyfriend?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. May I see him?
No.
Ben, son, you killed your dad. You made us go broke. You crashed the car. You don't deserve to have secret sexy times with this emo bad influence boyfriend. I'm sorry to break it to you like this.
I swear I dated somebody in like early college whose parents said that about me.
What? You were emo?
You were the emo bad influence boyfriend?
Yeah, that I was the emo bad influence boyfriend.
You were clearly punking too much pizza. That's it.
Punking too much pizza? What?
You were L'Chaim Garfield.
Yeah, you were L'Chaim Garfield, man.
I hate you guys.
Why? We're great influences.
No, you all are emo bad influence boyfriends to me.
Hey, man, I keep my hair cut so you can set your watch to it.
Yes, but you still listen to A Fire Inside.
The fuck is that?
AFI?
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what
that is. It's a band?
The only AFIs I know is the Air Force instructions.
Damn, that's a good comeback.
Such as Air Force 23-3601, standard dress and appearance. That's a real thing, by the way. Anyway, Ben, you crashed car, blah, blah, blah. No secret boyfriend for your penis. I'm sorry to break it to you like this, but at this rate, you'll never not be grounded. You'll just go straight to jail once you reach adulthood. Nobody will like you, son.
Nope. Nope.
Oh, nobody will like you. Son, you don't just need to be grounded. You need a change in your damn demeanor. Leia ranted.
She said, I swear!
And he's like, Mom, aren't you dead in the middle of space or something?
No, actually, I'm pretty sure she survived that.
She did.
She died in the third movie, right?
I did think it was really anticlimactic for her to survive that and then be cut and pasted into the next movie.
Yeah, there's a reason I didn't watch the ninth movie.
I mean, I didn't either, but I hear it was a complete shit show, so I have no reason to watch it.
Yeah,
it was...
Can I get into spoiler territory?
Yeah, absolutely. Nobody cares about that fucking movie.
The dagger!
The dagger?
So, the Death Star got bloated up and then crashed on a planet.
As it does.
And then there's this ancient dagger that Rey finds, and that ends up being at this one specific spot on a coastline that aligns perfectly with the Death Star that's already in the ocean. And it's like, this dagger's probably at least 1,000 years old, and the Death Star has only been gone for like 20 years, and it still fits perfectly. It makes no sense!
Well, I mean, the Death Star is only 20 years old, but that doesn't mean they weren't carrying the dagger with them as like cargo.
Yes, but did they have the Death Star deliberately crash and have somebody on the frigging shoreline making sure like, oh yeah, the Death Star can crash right here and this dagger will be perfect for trying to tell them where to find the bad guy.
Now, linking the dagger to the crash site is kind of stupid, but...
Whew, alright, blood pressure, go away.
Anyway, back to this. Kylo took that reason you suck speech to heart. Ooh, nice use of a TV trope. And silently went into his bed and shut the door. Or into his bad and shut the door. He realized he is unlikable. He is a jerk. He did ruin his family's life. But he's not going to let this last. He's going to redeem himself. And he'll do it by going to the source of it all and destroying what made him emo in the first place. Kylo stormed out of his room and went to Luke.
Luke, can you drive me somewhere? I'm going to kill the Supreme Leader Snoke.
Chapter 5, Kylo Ren saves the day and gets grounded. Kylo and Luke were driving to Snoke's lair and were conversing as they did. So you're going for redemption, eh? Luke said. Kylo nodded in embarrassment. I don't know if killing Snoke will fully redeem me or redeem you. I mean, you did kill... Oh, what?
It's Luke still talking.
Okay, I get it. It's not... It's okay. I don't know if killing Snoke will fully redeem you. I mean, you did kill Han.
That's true, but it's the right thing to do. And Lamau, maybe it shortened my grounding sentence, Kylo said.
Well, at least you're trying to be less of a
nerd.
Luke teased. They finally arrived at Snoke's palace and got off.
You. Not you. There's a lot of sex in the story already.
Yeah, but that's his uncle.
You ready, kid? Luke said. Kylo silently nodded and burst in.
Oh, Kylo, it's nice to see you again, old pal. How about you give your old buddy Snoke a hug? And we have some Diet Pepsi. Maybe catch up a bit on each other's lives, said Snoke.
Okay.
I'm not here for that. I'm here to kill you for making me emo.
No, you
wow,
can't make me do
that. Directly out of a live journal post from 2002.
Kylo shouted. Luke looked into the camera like it's the office. Dude, you don't gotta just announce that to the guy you're gonna kill right when you... Luke started, but then Snoke interrupted.
Silence!
You want to kill me? Have fun trying that, Snoke shouted, back in an intimidating voice.
Good luck, you nerd.
Kylo ran up at the giant Sith Lord and slashed at him. But instead of blood coming out, he saw plastic marks. Wait, what?
Aha, that's right. I'm surgically enhanced. Check out these awesome rockin' titties.
Wait, what?
Kylo said. He continued to slash it up until smoke fell over, revealing he was just a big plastic model being piloted by someone.
Who the hell is piloting that?
Luke said, then climbing out of the giant suit was Jar Jar Binks himself.
What the literal fuck?
Kylo said.
What, my theory was right, said Luke.
Misa back, said Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, God.
You know what I said about killing Snoke? Maybe not... Fully redeeming you? I take it back. Kill Jar Jar and all sins will be forgiven, Luke said.
Do it!
Kylo ran up and slashed Jar Jar easily.
Wow, that was almost too easy, said Kylo. And I'm alive and redeemed. Thank the...
Before Kylo could finish, he was stabbed by something unknown.
Kylo!
Misa Jar Jar...
Luke shouted. Kylo dropped to the ground to show BB-8 wielding a lightsaber behind him.
Oh shit, the tables have twisted.
Oh, how the turntables. That's what you get for blaming that fart on
me, motherfucker!
BB-8 said with a human voice in English.
Good callback.
Just after that, Leia burst in and saw Kylo dead on the floor.
That was actually pretty close to the R2-D2 scream noise.
Mm.
Was going for, what the fuck was the name of the Teen Girl Squad's, teacher in kindergarten?
The one that was like a pterodactyl?
Mrs. Commanderson!
She was like a, yeah, some sort of harpy creature.
She was literally a pterodactyl.
I heard! What happened about Snoop? Are you okay, son?
I'm dying.
I did not understand a word of that.
It's probably for the best.
Goodbye, mother. Wait. A minute, this makes me just like Darth Vader. That's so cool,
Kylo said, gasping his last breath.
Man!
Leia screamed as Kylo's heart stopped beating. Just after that, Kylo's Force Ghost popped out of his body.
Hell yeah, I'm dead.
And redeemed. And the worst character in all of cinema is dead. It's a win-win.
Yay!
I'm not even the black sheep of the family anymore. That's... Oh, wait. This is him talking.
And redeemed. And the worst character in all of cinema is dead. It's a win-win. I'm not even the black sheep of the family anymore. That's BB-8 now.
Leia, not listening, looked at BB-8.
BB-8, is it true you're dead, my son?
BB-8 did a sad-sounding beep.
Whoop, whoo.
Oh, how could I not forgive you?
Damn.
She hugged BB-8, who made a happy beep.
Boing.
You gotta be fucking kidding me. She forgives the fucking, I'm going to heaven or purgatory or whatever.
Gugh.
Drink for Ugg.
Kylo said, poofing away. Later at the cemetery, it was Kylo's funeral. Luke gave a speech. Kylo was a nerd. He was kind of cool, I guess. Everyone clapped and cried.
That's verbatim the speech you're going to give when I die.
He was kind of a nerd, but whatever, he's all right.
Just all three of you, when I pass away, I want all three of you to give the exact same speech.
He was the squishiest, ishiest guy Daddy could ever have.
He gave the squishiest, ishiest cummies. Huck said in his speech for Kylo, which caused many more to tear up.
Oh, I've read ahead.
Sean, I realized late on that there was only one paragraph, so I had to arbitrarily pad it.
Oh, you did that. Bullshit.
No editing.
Yeah, you gotta leave it as is, but this has been a good episode.
Fine. I'll remove it.
Give Sean a single like paragraph story.
Hold on, I'll find something.
Leia went up for her speech. Just as Kylo's coffin was about to be lowered to the grave, she sniffed. And as she started her speech, the coffin was lowered into the ground.
Can we get like the Imperial Death Star song, but like an A
on
minor?
On bagpipes!
Yeah, on bagpipes, but in like sad A minor.
I don't think there is a happy bagpipes ever.
I think there's like one octave in bagpipe. I
forgot. It's a screeching cat instrument.
Technically, it's a screeching sheep's bladder instrument. But
that's a good bagpipe impression, Steve.
She said, "As my son is lowered into his grave, I would not want to remember the bad things, like him killing his dad or ruining our lives. I'll remember the good things, like him killing Jar Jar. That was cool. And, probably something else."
Everyone started bawling at her touching speech. As his coffin made it into the ground and started to get buried, Leia turned around and said a final thing to her son's body.
"Ben, you are grounded, 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 for 8239573847384378375783478375783467684376847684373 trillion years. But this time, not punishment grounded, but literally in the ground. Rest in peace, my son.
I'm killing you now. Go fuck yourself.
The end. Star Wars credits theme plays.
All right, Sean, at David's request, I have dredged up a short story called Rambo the Alamo by Benjamin Blakely 807.
I like the title already.
Summary: Rambo is on the Alamo, up against over a million ready to kill him, rated for continuous, strong, bloody, graphic, and brutal violence.
"Hey, Rambo, what do you want? I'm going to go take out the Alamo. David Crocker, watch out."
Chapter 1, Rambo the Alamo. Oh, what's with this centers?
I didn't have time to fix it.
It's not the worst. Rambo had every weapon known to man as he was going to defend the Alamo. He was surrounded by
15 billion
Mexicans, ready to take him out. The soldiers charged with ladders, guns, and swords. As Rambo fired his chain gun, taking most of them out, blood spattered everywhere as the army fell one by one. A soldier set up a ladder. Rambo threw a knife at his eye and shot another 20 with his machine gun. He reloaded, then shot another dozen, then took a bag of grenades and threw one as he fired the cannons.
A bag of grenades?
Because that's how they're stored, right?
Yeah, they're like avocados.
Put a little bit of lemon on it to keep it from going bad.
You put them in like a Ziploc bag. Like I'm just thinking like either a Ziploc bag or like a grocery bag.
Yeah, plastic grocery bag. Blood covered the field as it exploded with bodies.
Everybody just exploded. Kaboom! Kaboom!
Rambo took explosive arrows and shot them in the air as soldiers were blasted in two. Then he took two chain guns and fired them on the army as thousands of soldiers were shot down. The soldiers got on the Alamo. Rambo got behind one soldier and cut his throat and shot 13 other with a pistol.
Yeah.
Only one remained.
Only one life remains.
I don't think this mad adds up.
No.
Yeah, there was like a million of them there, and now there's like three.
Yeah. And shot Rambo in the shoulder. Then Rambo took the...
And grenade launcher. Yeah.
And shot Rambo in the shoulder. Then Rambo took and grenade launcher and shot him. He exploded in blood. The last of the soldiers were coming, only...
Says... Yeah?
6,577 left. Okay. Rambo planted... No, Rambo planted explosives and gasoline inside the Alamo as the army came into the Alamo. As they were all inside, Rambo lit the fuse and blew up the Alamo as it exploded into body parts.
Kabooey.
The base exploded into body parts? Okay.
And blood.
And blood. Rambo went his way. Rambo went his way. Know that he would always remember the Alamo. The end.
That's caps.
The end!
Rambo was the reason that the Alamo fell after all. Makes sense. Thank you very much to all of our patrons, especially our genital guardians and all of our genital guardians.
Wait, have we started Patreon?
Nope.
Oh.
I'm just going, anybody who has ever been a genital guardian, Santa Grimnar, Tommy Wiseau's third least enthusiastic stalker, Tyler Anderson, Yoloi, put Cyberpunk 2077 on Ouya, you cowards.
I like that person's moxie.
Richard Pryor, Mana, Pope Sloth XVII, Epidel, Cassandra McCarthy, Afrohawk, Matthew J., Eric Lemieux, Disambiguity, Disgust Fizz, Dizdon Plays, Grass Dragon and the Waffle, and of course, all of our Bulgay beneficiaries, Razor Flood, Andre D., Advent Dawn Wage, Sean is officially allowed to watch G Gundam.
Lies.
Sarah for the win. Evan Baumel, Michael Fouch, Mary.
Whew. You good?
Grounded, 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 grounded,
grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded, grounded